Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it's a privilege and an honor to be with you on today. I know that this is a surprise for some of you because I normally do Power in the Word on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. And I do Let's Talk About God at night on Thursday night once a week at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, there were technical difficulties with the Let's Talk About God programming, and I want you to pray. I have recruited my listeners to pray. I'm asking you to pray for us. Pray for this ministry. Pray for New Creation Christian Ministries. Pray for Pastor Anthony and myself and Pastor Geneva and Pastor Leroy Bartley as we are bringing to you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. We are exhorting you to have the best life possible, but we're unstoppable. You must be unstoppable when you're in the kingdom of God. There's a scripture that said the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We must be unstoppable. We have a special guest today. I know that you're used to hearing only me, yours truly, on Power in the Word. But tonight I have my husband with me in the studio, Pastor Anthony. I just want to welcome him to the show.
Hello, listeners. It is a privilege and an honor to be before you once again, just trying to be used by God in a powerful way to make a difference in your life. I pray that all is well with you and your family. I pray that you are in search of your endeavors and your dreams and goals. And I pray that God is meeting you in a mighty way. Know that if you are a child of God, that God has a blessing with your name on it.
Amen.
And it's up to you to walk in that blessing and go out and take it. Go out and receive it. And go out and believe it and make it happen, because God has already gone before you, knowing that he wants the best for your life.
Amen.
So we are here to talk to you, to encourage you, to empower you, and to believe with you and to stand with you. Because during this journey, this Christian journey, we recognize that we need exhortation. And we are the body of Christ. Iron does sharpen iron.
Amen.
And Rebecca and I have been given a lot of different gifts, in a lot of different areas, and we've experienced a lot.
Amen.
So we share with you some very practical things that can really be broken down, that you can take them and run with it and apply them on a daily basis to your life.
Amen.
Again, this is Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, coming to you. And again, pray for our ministry. Pray for our assignment. I don't know where you're listening, but we are here in New Jersey. We have a church location in Elizabeth.
Yes.
Our home residence is in Bloomfield area, and we are just so familiar with the state of New Jersey, northern, central, and southern Jersey, and we just want to be used by God in a mighty way in this great state and abroad.
Amen.
So listen up, listener. Tell somebody to call in. Tell somebody to call, and call your neighbor, call your friend, call someone to tell them to listen to this show, because we have some powerful, insightful words for you for this evening.
Yes, amen. And we're going to be talking to you about the abundant life. We're talking to the callers tonight about the abundant life and having the abundant life with Christ. We are excited about this program. And we're going to, normally I pray. Normally I open in prayer, but we're going to both say a word of prayer because we have time tonight. I've scheduled this show for 60 minutes. Because Jennifer Hudson is on one of the other channels. She's also on Blog Talk Radio, and a lot of people are tuning into her. And it's my prayer that when that show is over, that they will switch over and come on to listen to Power in the Word. Amen. So this is Let's Talk About God being featured tonight on Power in the Word. Amen. Either way you serve it up, it's still the Word of God, and it's still about God. So we're going to pray and just season the ground. We're going to pray and invite in the Holy Spirit so that we can minister from the purity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you right now, Father God, for this day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, right now, use this time that we share together, even with our listening audience, Father God, that you may be glorified and that you, Father God, may allow your will to be done in the lives of your sons and your daughters.
Yes.
Father God, during this teaching moment, during this dialogue, and during the times that the listeners will call in, allow your spirit to take charge. Allow your anointing to take charge, Father God, of this process that we're about to partake of, and minister to the listener. Minister to where they are in need, and minister to their, Father God, what they're believing you for, what they are trying to achieve in their life, knowing that you have called them for a time such as this.
Yes.
And allow Pastor Rebecca and myself to use the words that you place in our mouths during this teaching time to minister to, Father God, those who are listening to hear a word that would get them headed in the right direction and get them started to make, Father God, your will be done in their lives. So I pray that you keep the hand of the enemy off of this program.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you allow the listener to hear what you are saying to them at this time in their lives. And I pray that they take this word and run with it and do something with it, that we all may glorify your name in the earth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. I pray right now, Father God, that each and every person that listens to this program, either live or via the archives, that they will be blessed. Father God, meet the needs. Meet the needs of your people. You know, Father God, who will tune in to listen. And I just ask that you let your anointing flow from us through these internet ways. Through the internet ways into the hearts and lives of your people so that they can begin to receive the word and begin to move out and do the word to begin to receive the promises that you have spoken over their lives. Father God, not one more person sick, not one more person in lack, not one more divorce, Father God, not one more person in depression, in the name of Jesus. I declare healing and hope. I declare, Father God, salvation and mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare, Father God, that those, Father God, who will listen to this program on a regular basis will have their lives changed, that they will be transformed and conformed to the things of the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name. We give this time to you. We ask that you be glorified. Be glorified during this hour. Be glorified during this hour of power as we go out into the internet ways internationally to speak hope and healing and salvation into the lives of the people. You said, go ye therefore into the nations. So, Father God, we are going forward to bring your word to your people. And we just ask, Father God, that you use us, because it is you that you do not fail. You said that you will not let your word come back to you without it accomplishing everything that you sent it to accomplish. So we declare total fulfillment of your word during this time. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for souls to be saved even during this time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
And you know I like to praise him. If you listen to me, you know that I like to praise the Lord, and I pray. I know that you're praising him with me. This is a call-in show. You can call in at any time and talk to Pastor Anthony or myself. It's not often that you have an opportunity to talk to Pastor Anthony, because while he's out doing his other job, working at his other job, I am here holding down the fort, amen, doing the ministry. That does not mean that he is not as significant in the ministry, because I tell you, this is a powerful man of God, and we feed off of each other. Iron really does sharpen iron. He helps me to stay strengthened in the word, and I know that I help him to stay strengthened in the word. But call us 646-652-4832. And again, we're talking to you about the abundant life tonight.
Absolutely. It is recorded right there in the book of John. Jesus is speaking. He says that the devil, the adversary, Satan, comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Yes.
But I have come that they may have life and have that life more abundantly.
Yes.
Some translations say, have life more to the full.
Yes.
God wants us to have a fulfilled life, a gratifying life, a life that is satisfying and pleasing. He wants us to be happy and prosperous.
Yes.
Many times in the gospel, it is recorded that we are to be a prosperous people.
Yes.
We are a chosen nation. We are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We have been chosen. We have been handpicked, cherry-picked by God to show his splendor in the earth.
Yes.
But, Pastor Rebecca, one thing that I'm finding that many believers are not walking into the full potential in which God has already paved the way for them to walk into. And what I mean by that is that God has already placed something into your spirit, listener.
Amen.
And part of that gratifying and fulfilled life is when you go out and act on what he has placed in your spirit. Excuse me. That is simply the will of God that he is revealing to you. It's called revelation knowledge. He is revealing his wisdom and his insight to you to do something with it. When God gives us a vision, it's sometimes unlike the world where we see somebody prospering or we see somebody successful and we want to emulate or duplicate what they have done to get the results they've done. With God, if God has given you a vision, that shows you that it shall surely come to pass if you do your part.
Amen.
That's why there are so many examples in the Bible of the people who follow God's will. He made their names great time and time and time again.
Amen.
And that's what he has for you and I, because he's no respecter of persons. So that abundant life in which we're talking about tonight does not simply mean money, but it does include money.
Amen.
It does not simply mean being happily married or in a successful relationship, but it does include that as well. And it does not necessarily solely mean being used in ministry in a mighty way, but it also includes that as well.
Amen.
God wants you to have a complete life, a life that is whole, a life that will bring his name glory, and a life that will allow you to experience some heaven on earth.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is just so key. As Pastor Anthony mentioned, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ didn't waste any time saying that he came so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. And my husband has a great point when he talks about the fact that so many of us, so many Christians, are not walking in the abundant life. So many of us are still walking around with a suffering mentality. We say things like, the Lord is not going to put any more on me than I can bear. And I know that sounds cute, and they've made a song about it, but it really sounds like something that Job would say. You know, when Job was suffering, he said, God, you put this on me. He said, why do you have my feet bound up? Why do you have me in chains here? Why are you pressing down on me in such a way? And I'm paraphrasing because I'm not looking at that particular scripture. But he blamed God for what he was going through. And I have to tell you right now that if you're going through something, if you're going through it, you better know that God is definitely with you, because he said in his word that he would never leave you, nor would he ever forsake you.
Amen.
But another thing that you need to be aware of is the fact that God is not bringing disaster and distress upon you. God is allowing it. Yes, he will allow certain things to happen in your life so that you can be matured. You're being refined like silver. God wants you to look like Jesus. Amen. And in order for us to look like Jesus, there are certain things that we must go through. There are certain things that we must endure. But it's all for our good. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So it is imperative that you know that God is not bringing the trials. Some of the, he will test you, but he is not bringing death. He is not bringing sickness. He is not bringing temptation, anything that will tempt you to sin, because James says that God cannot tempt anyone, and he does not tempt anyone to the point of sin. So you must know that there's a very real adversary out there. The enemy of God is the enemy of the saint, and that you will come up under attack. But when you're coming up under attack, I want to tell you to stand up under that thing in the name of Jesus. Don't you buckle. Your knees may buckle, but don't you fall. And if you do fall, then get on up from there. Pray. Pray while you're down, and then get on up with the power of the Holy Spirit and stand, knowing that you can make it. You are going to make it, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But we want to get back to just breaking it down in such a way that we want you to be aware of the fact when you leave this program, when you turn off your computer and you turn us off from the internet radio, we want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's word has sunk into the point that you know that you were born to have the abundant life, that Jesus Christ, let me say it like this, you were born again to have the abundant life, because once you receive Christ, you are born again into the abundant life that Jesus Christ came and lived, was crucified, died, and got up for. Amen?
Yes, the Bible reminds us that God is the perfecter of our faith. He is the finisher of what you and I will become. And what Pastor Rebecca is talking about is the process. Sometimes we feel as though the enemy has the upper hand on us. Murphy's Law is at work in our lives. Every time we get out and we get energized by a sermon or something that inspires us, we go out and we step out, and it looks like the floodgates of hell are coming against us at every turn. For many of us, that is part of the process. God in his divine nature knows everything that can happen and will happen in our lives. Every day has been already recorded in the Lamb Book of Life. And God knows every day that we will endure on this earth. So he is not surprised by anything that occurs during our 24 hours in that day.
Amen.
We are the ones that need to come to grips that if we are serving God, if we are in the process of being made, because for many of us, before we got saved, amen, there were some things that we already were contaminated with.
Mm-hmm.
A part of this world had such a grip on us that God has to now renew us. He has to regenerate us. He has to transform us. And now he has to polish us up and put us back on that potter's wheel and mold and shape us into something that is going to be marvelous and that he can use as an earthen vessel to bring his name glory. And sometimes that process can get you down. I pray that you are in a word-based church. I pray that you are sitting under some sound doctrine, because if you are connected to the right man or woman of God, if you are putting yourself in the right environment, that is just going to cultivate and help you to reach your full potential in ministry and in your personal endeavors. The process. I look at my life and sometimes I say, you know, along the journey, those why, Lord, questions. Why certain things happened in my career? Why certain things transpired with my health, why certain things went on with loved ones as far as my family is concerned. But I know it's all the process. Fall at their altar, go to God in prayer in your prayer closet. It is very important during the process to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he'll begin to reveal things to you of the whys and why me, because he'll show you that it's all part of a marvelous work that he is up to.
Amen. Praise God. And that's it. That's the process. That is the process that we all must go through. Pastor Anthony talked about being contaminated by some of the things of the world. None of us came into the kingdom perfect. None of us came in without being flawed. None of us came in without having preconceived notions and ideas about what life really was about. We came in with some anger and some unforgiveness. And part of the abundant life is getting rid of the anger, getting rid of the unforgiveness, to give that to God, because God says that we must forgive. He commands us. Jesus Christ commands us to forgive. And it's so important that we let go of some of that old stuff that's been holding us hostage. You know, the reason that a lot of us are not walking into the abundant life, and we've been in church for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, we can't seem to get it. We can't seem to get a grip on the abundant life because we have the root of unforgiveness in our heart. And the Bible tells us to guard our hearts, because out of your heart comes all of the issues of life. So if you have bitterness in your heart, then what's going to come out is bitterness. And if you have unforgiveness in your heart, what's going to come out is anger and irritability. What's going to come out is going to be anything but the joy and the peace that God promises us as we dwell with Him. We're supposed to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, weeping is supposed to endure for a night, but joy really is supposed to come in the morning. And why we can't grasp this, why we can't seem to grab a hold of this, is because we're holding on to something that needs to be released in order for us to be able to grab a hold of what God really has for us in the area of abundant living. We can't grab a hold of abundant life until we let go of the Lodabar life. The Lodabar life, you know, Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was dropped when he was a child, and he was crippled in both feet, and he lived in a low place. He had a low opinion of himself, and he didn't think that he was worthy because he was crippled, and he wasn't perfect in body. He was lame, and he considered himself to be a dead dog. This is the conception, the perception that he had of himself. And so one day he was invited to sit at the table of the king. And see, that's what happened with us when we were sinners. Before we got saved, we were in Lodabar. We were living a low life. We were spending a lot of time on the bar stool getting drunk and going home with the wrong people. And we had very low self-esteem, and we were looking for somebody to validate us. We were living in Lodabar. We didn't think that we were worthy of the love of a good man. We didn't think that we could have that abundant life that God talks about in the Bible. We didn't even know about the abundant life. But then we heard the word. We heard the word that God had a better plan for us, and we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So now we have to cross over from Lodabar living to that abundant living. We have to come higher and have a higher level of thinking, a higher level of acting, a higher level of living. Amen, amen, and praise God. Again, just for station identification, you are listening to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And just to spare you, I only said one wonderful, but he really is my wonderful, 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 wonderful husband. Amen. He is my wonderful husband. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love Jesus more, but I love this man. And I thank God for putting him in my life. He evangelized me. But we are here tonight with Power in the Word, and this edition is Let's Talk About God, and we're particularly talking about abundant living on today. We are receiving phone calls. If you're listening, you have just tuned in by chance, and you wonder what these two people are talking about. If you want to talk to us about anything, if you want us to pray with you, if you have a question about Scripture, if you want to talk to us about what God is doing in your life, then you can call us at 646-652-4832. You can call us at any time during the program. We have a switchboard here, and we will see your call coming through. But we're talking about the abundant life through Christ on tonight. We want to make it clear, because there are many people grabbing a hold of the secrets of the kingdom of God, and they're calling it anything else but the secrets of the kingdom of God. But that's really what it is. It's the secrets of the kingdom of God, amen, that has been revealed to us by the Spirit of God. And we as Christians should be the main ones. And if you're not a Christian, this is not a club where you're being left out. You are welcome to become a Christian by receiving this word, what we're saying about Jesus Christ, and receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's that easy. But we're talking about the abundant life that we gain through Christ.
And as Pastor Rebecca just reiterated, an important piece of having that abundant life is to deal with your past. We cannot just ignore it. We just cannot wish it away. We have to sometimes face the fear of the past and really come to some resolutions in some areas, and that is part of the abundant process in which we're talking about. But if we want to shift the gears a little bit, and I want to deal with the area of thinking. In the book of Romans, it is recorded right there in the 12th chapter, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And what Paul is trying to say there is that it's going to take a certain perspective as a believer to get to the place where you need to be in God. It's recorded in the Bible that says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. And many of us, we have the church lingo, we know the talk. Even on Sunday mornings, if we're not careful, we'll be going through the routines. But for you to take a sermon that really inspires you, for you to take a song or a hymnal or a prayer or a particular service or a particular piece in ministry that really ministered to you and you received something that was so powerful that changed your life and changed the direction and course of your life. That's what I'm talking about when you got to renew your thinking. It takes you to get to that place where you'll be provoked to action when you change your thinking.
Amen.
Many of us, we're still dealing with that aspect of fear. We're still dealing with that aspect of feeling inadequate because we don't have the degrees and letters in front or behind our names. We're still dealing with a certain mentality because we're still living in an apartment when everybody who's standing before us are living in homes and custom-built houses. But you, too, can have the abundant life.
Yes.
Now, our emphasis is not money here, but you need to recognize it. And I shared this with our church the other day that if you just happen to be on welfare or unemployed, it would do us a disservice as your pastor to leave you there.
Yes.
Now, some of us had to. We had no other choice. We had to go for unemployment. We had to get on public assistance just to survive. But God does not necessarily want us to stay there. Now, some of us have unique situations where we need to have things in place. But I'm talking to those of you who you know I'm talking to who know you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want better. You know you deserve more. Possibly you want your own automobile and you're tired of public transportation. Or you do want your home where you can have a barbecue in your own backyard. You want to travel and go to the beach in the summertime. You want to do some things, and it takes money to make it happen. This is for you. Hopefully after tonight, you'll be motivated. You'll be motivated to take up arms, put on your whole armor of God, and go and pursue your dreams with everything in you.
Yes.
That is part of that abundant life. Don't even worry about failing, because failure is not a person. It is an event.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that is part of the process, so you can start building some successes in your life. You have any thoughts, Pastor Rebecca, on this area of how we think and how we perceive this big old God that we serve?
Yes, exactly. It comes down to faith. It really comes down to faith. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says that you must first believe. You must first believe that God exists. And it's important for us to know that he is a big old God and that nothing is impossible with God. I know that some of you right now have a situation that is really difficult, and you said you turned this on and you said these two are talking about the abundant life, but I'm just believing God for my necessities. And I want to tell you right now that Matthew 6:33 says, don't worry about that, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, where you're going to live, what you're going to wear. It says, seek first, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and
Amen.
His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. We need to seek God and his kingdom. We need to stop being so preoccupied with ourselves and trying to wear ourselves out getting rich. The Bible says, don't wear yourself out getting rich. I would rather wear myself out getting to know the plan of God for my life. And that's what I want to exhort you to do. Wear yourself out trying to know what is God saying. Renew your mind. He says not to be transformed not to be conformed to the things of this world.
Yes.
Now that you're saved, don't be conformed to things of this world the way that you used to be conformed. Don't react to things the way that you used to react. Be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to anger. Don't let people push your buttons. Don't hang out with the same people that you were hanging out with. If they're not about anything, it's time for you to let them go. It's time for you to still love them, but love them from a distance. See them on a less regular basis. Don't go out to the go-go bar if you were accustomed to hanging out with the boys, giving dollars at the dollar bar, or even with the girls giving dollars at the dollar bar, because they have men who are out there dancing on the bar. Also, what Pastor Anthony and I are saying is you have to be mindful of the people that you are hanging out with. You have to be mindful of the fact that everybody is not for you. Everybody is not going to be with you. And as you change your life, people are not going to be rooting for you and pulling for you to continue on that upward spiral, to go higher. People are going to be like crabs in a barrel. There will be some people who will try to pull you down. That's why it's important that you renew your mind. And Pastor Anthony, you asked me, did I have any thoughts on this? And I went the long way to come back to say that we have to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says that we receive the mind of Christ at the time of salvation. We already have the mind of Christ, so we have to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. We must be humble. We must be meek. But we must also be confident of the strength of the Lord that dwells on the inside of us. And we must be confident of the plan that God has for our lives. Amen.
That is so true, so true. And again, caller, we really do want you to call in if you just want us to pray with you and pray for you. If some of the things that you're hearing tonight really sounds kind of in left field somewhere, and you hear our energy and you hear about our relationship with Jesus Christ and you hear about our victories, know that God is no respecter of persons. We understand and we recognize that we have a vast and a large listening audience and a listenership. So we recognize that everybody's not the same place in their walk. And we don't have a microwave God. I remember my first year or two of being saved and born again, I still struggled in some areas. I grew up in the clubs and the discos, and I did some things that I was accustomed to doing. So I had to relearn some things. I had to get rid of some old bad habits. I had to lose some associations and affiliations that was holding me back and holding me down. And some of you are going to, in the next few weeks, the next few days, you're going to have to make some decisions. You really are going to have to make some decisions. There's something, there's two terms called the perfect will of God, and there's another term referred to the permissive will of God. There is something about God's nature that he cannot force our hand. Now, we do serve a God of judgment. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we must recognize that the Bible is true for you and the Bible is true for me. But what I want to emphasize tonight is that there's a part that you must play in your blessing. There's a part that you must play in the blessing. I remember years ago, the prayer of Jabez, everyone grabbed hold of this thing and ran with it. And many people didn't see the fruit of their labor just quoting this prayer, because a part of that prayer was Jabez wanting God to come and deal with him in the area that he would not sin against anyone and let your hand not depart from my life. And that is part of our prayer today, or should be part of our prayer today. Father God, give me such a conviction. Give me such a relationship with you and your Holy Spirit that I will not grieve it. Give me such a love and anointing and hunger and thirst for the things of God that I won't be continually pulled back into this world or pulled back into some of the things that my flesh enjoys. And it comes to a decision. Again, we have free will. We have a free will, and this is how God operates. So a show in which you're listening to tonight is one that would tell you, it's talking about the abundant life, but a piece of that equation is dealing in the area of obedience. Pastor did a show the other day talking about the moral fiber of our nation. And you don't have to look too far to see what's going on, to look at a local sitcom, regardless of what state you're in, to listen to some of the lyrics in our music, to see what's going on with our young people. You don't have to look too far to see that God is absent from many people's lives. But you're a person who tunes into this station because God is a part of your life. And you and I and Pastor Rebecca, we serve the same God, and he wants to do a work in your life. You need to desire this abundant life in which we're talking about tonight. It begins with a desire. It begins with a want. It begins with wanting better out of life. And that's where it starts, with your desire.
Amen. Praise God. And the promises of God are sure. They are certain. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should renege on his word. I want you to know that you're so special to God. You are so important to God. We had to force our way onto this Blog Talk radio station tonight because I scheduled for the show to be on, and I looked, and it wasn't on the schedule, and then I couldn't get on the schedule, and I had to come back and do it here on Power in the Word. I scheduled it for an hour. When Pastor Anthony and I came to the studio to do the show, it was not there, so it was actually 10:27, and we were supposed to come on at 10:30, and the show was not there, so I quickly put it on so that we could come on at 10:30. And in my haste, I did not schedule the show for an hour like I planned to. I wanted to be on for an hour. I scheduled it for 30 minutes. But there's someone out there listening, and it was God's plan for you to listen. We came for you tonight. We came for you. We came for those of you who will listen via the archive to encourage you and let you know that what you're in right now, what you're in the midst of, and what's going on in your life right now is not the end. It is not the final predicament. It's not where God is going to leave you. The end for you is victory. You're going to make it through this, through the trial, through the tribulation, through the struggle, through your husband not acting right, your wife not acting right, marital problems, problems with your kids, problems in your finances. You're going to make it because God assured you that your basic requirements would be met, what you're going to eat, drink, where you're going to live. All of that stuff is covered. It's covered. It's covered. Just continue to seek the kingdom of God. And as far as the abundance, Jesus Christ said that the abundance is, it has come. The kingdom of God is near. It was near when Jesus Christ walked the earth, and mm-hmm. It is near as Jesus Christ dwells in your heart. So you already have the abundant life. We just want you to claim it. We want you to claim it. No longer let the enemy have victory in your life. Like Pastor Anthony said, put on the full armor of God and stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. So we're going to sign out. We're going to sign out. I want to say, if you don't know Jesus Christ, receive him as your Lord and Savior. You're not tuning in by chance. You're not listening to us by chance. This is more than motivational speaking. This is more than inspirational Amen. Speaking. This is about your very soul. God wants you to be a part of the kingdom. Amen. It's not anything difficult that you have to do other than to receive Jesus and to get into relationship with God, to find out what God has to say about your life through his word and let him direct your steps into that area of abundance. Amen. So my husband is going to say some words and close out. And if you receive Jesus Christ by listening to this program, go ahead and email us so that we can get you some material out to know what you're entering into as you enter into a covenant relationship with God through Christ.
Amen. As we close this program, I'm just reminded of something that Pastor Rebecca always tells us in our congregation, that what it looks like is not what it is.
Amen.
And when you come to that kind of perspective in your mind, you'll recognize what you see with your physical eyes is not what it is. Begin to try to open your spiritual eyes. And we recognize that some of you may be new believers, and sometimes you've been in church for a few years and you have not seen the manifestation of the fruit that was promised you by God's word. I'm reminding you that be not weary in well-doing, because you are going to reap a harvest if you faint not. If you don't give up, if you persevere, if you be diligent, you will be successful and victorious. But know that it's already done. It's just a matter of you walking into your victory and walking into the blessings that God has already rolled out for you. So we are going to sign off, but remember, eye has not seen what the Lord is about to do in your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember to pray for us. Remember to pray for this ministry. This is a pure ministry, the unadulterated word of God. And we love you so much. We love God so much, and he loves you so much that he called us to do this for this season. So remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.